Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that are unfamiliar with my voice, I own buildingfortunesradio.com and all the other things we do relative to the PM marketing business products. But this is going to be a really super special radio show. We're actually going to do two of these, and this is with a good friend of ours. Her name is Peggy from Porcupine. Now, her real name is Peggy Bendel, but she's from a place called, believe it or not, there's a place called Porcupine, and that's somewhere up in Canada, and she's been a longtime customer of ours for a super-duper long time, and we've had really great conversations for a really long time. She's the type of person you'd want to be around for sure. She's just a hard worker. She's honest. She helps the community. She's a great person, all that sort of good stuff, and the company that she's working with just came out with a new product line. And one of the first things she asked me is, you know, what's the best way to let people know about it? And I've learned a long time ago that not advertising or promoting your business is a little bit like, and here's a cliche, winking in the dark. Winking in the dark. And when I first heard that, I just said, you know, what does that mean? What does that mean? Sounds kind of creepy. What does that mean, you're winking in the dark? And the gentleman who explained it to me says, when you're winking in the dark, only you know you're doing it. And I said, that's perfect analogy, because when companies come out with new stuff and nobody knows, I mean, how would you know? So this is one of the ways we're going to advertise for Peggy. So a great radio show. Again, her name on, we're going to call it, her pen name is going to be Peggy from Porcupine, because that's what she's known by in a lot of different circles. So we're going to do a little bit of an introduction so you have the same level of enthusiasm that I have towards her. And she works with her husband as well. So you have the same level of enthusiasm that I have towards the things that she does, but also with her. Because, you know, when you buy a product for somebody, you're really not always sure of their intentions, or maybe their thought processes, or maybe their background, or maybe their skills level, or how much research they might have done on some stuff. Peggy's been in this industry for a really long time. Like I said, she's been a customer of ours for many numbers of years. And I trust her inherently. So if she says, hey, you got to try something, or hey, you got to take a look at something, I always take a look at it and things like that. So I want you, as our Building Fortunes radio listening audience, to have the same level of enthusiasm that I do towards Peggy. Now, what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to hear and share this radio show all over again. It'll be buildingfortunesradio.com, and then it's going to be Peggy from Porcupine, but with little dashes in the middle. So it's going to be Peggy-from-Porcupine. And if you forget all about that stuff, you'll be able to go to the guest pages and click on, you know, or search for Peggy or Porcupine or Peggy from Porcupine, and you'll be able to find her there. And we'll have that up after the radio show with links and descriptions and other things, so you'll just be able to remember it. So thanks, first of all, Peggy, for being here on your own first radio show.
Yes, I'm kind of blushing. Good thing it's radio.
Yay.
Thank you for the kind things you said.
Oh, well-deserved. You know, you're just a good person. So I want other people to know a little bit about your background. So we're going to spend the first half of this on that. So go ahead.
Okay. I am first-generation Canadian. My parents are both from England, and they came over as young children, so they had no choice. And they met up in Toronto. Probably most of your listeners will know that city. And they married there. But I grew up in Nova Scotia, which is on a little peninsula on the eastern coast of Canada. And then after I got married, we eventually lived here in Porcupine. Now, Porcupine is part of the city called Timmins. And if you know, if you've ever heard of the singer Shania Twain, she's from Timmins. If you've ever heard of, this hockey player there from a town called Schumacher, which is part of Timmins. So we have, and we're also well known as one of the largest gold mining municipalities in the world. I think we're the second or the third largest. So Timmins is on the map, but we're Porcupine and we keep our name. So, yeah, it's easier to remember than Peggy Bendel.
Absolutely. And you got a cute logo, too, we'll put that up there with an image of a porcupine so you remember. Because remembering things is important. You know, you got to remember who you're talking to. So how did you get involved? Now, you're involved in a lot of things. So let's talk about you personally as well, because I know through previous conversations, I've heard about, you know, taxes and churches and stuff like that. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, we raised four boys, and anybody who's had children, especially if they got involved in any groups, including school groups, you got used to things like fundraising. So I started off with my kids learning how to do fundraising, you know, be it selling sausages or selling chocolate bars or having barbecues and signing some catalogs. So that's what got my start in doing this. And what I liked about it was it wasn't me that was going to get the benefit. It was going to be somebody else. My kids are going to get the benefit. And that's what I liked about it. And it was fun meeting the people, too. So over the years, as I got to know what was going on, I would accumulate things. In church, I help where I can, various projects there. In the community, I'm in a couple of local choirs. Not that I'm that good, it's just I enjoy singing, and we have a great time, and we put on concerts, and it's fun to do that. We also have a volunteer center, which I'm sure many communities have, and the Revenue Canada has a program called Volunteer Income Tax Program, which means those of us who work will sign up to that and meet their standards. We do income tax for free for those who are low income. I cry when I hear students have gone to a local accountant to get their papers done, and they're charged $100, which is about $90 U.S., but it's still they qualify for the volunteer. So I try to get the word out, and it's so exciting to see, to be able to help that way. So that's sort of the things I'm involved in here.
Excellent. Plus, so that's some of the personal stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to add one more two things. Many people may have heard of Operation Christmas Child, the shoebox program that a disaster relief organization called Samaritan's Purse started in 94. Well, I organized that here in our town, and I've been doing it now for most of 20 years now.
Well, now that's, some of your personal and volunteer stuff. How did you get involved in building a business, and why did you pick the ones that you've worked with?
Well, a friend of mine, which is how it usually starts, a friend of mine told me about a company that he started getting involved in, and he said, Peggy, what amazed me, first of all, was at that point, the amount of published research in the science books on the flagship product. That impressed him. And then when he saw changes in people getting their quality of life back, that really amazed him. And so he wanted to tell us. At that point, my husband was unemployed, so he thought maybe we might want to do this as a business. Doing this kind of work as a business was very strange to us, but we got the products, and we noticed some changes in our quality of life as well. So we would tell people along the way. So we've been having some money coming in a little bit. We've never really, until the last little while, did this seriously as a business. But we would tell people and offer them hope this way. And the other thing that this goes along with my philosophy, the thing that I really liked about this company, and same with the one that we're talking about, which is a subsidiary, is they give back. We are what's called a social entrepreneur company. You may have heard of Tom's Shoes, or you may have heard of Newman's Own Salad Dressing. Same kind of idea. We learned that the number one killer of children under the age of five, especially in the third world country, is malnutrition, and we have wonderful nutrition products. So money goes towards providing this nutrition to get into the food of these children who are in school feeding programs or orphanages to give them quality of life. We're not supplying the food. Somebody else is doing that. We're just providing the nutrition. And that, I like that balance.
Excellent. So, and you've been doing this for many years. I'm not sure how many. So about how many years have you been working? Wow.
26. We've been taking the products for 26 years.
Oh, my gosh. Same company.
Same company, yes.
That's crazy. So when I say that's crazy, I mean that's crazy as far as an exceptional way, because many companies, obviously, you know, any company can come and go in a couple of years, and to be around the same company, similar product lines, improved everything for 26 somewhat years is just incredible. Now, you happen to be up in Canada.
And the other thing is this company is publicly traded, so they can't be publicly traded and on the stock market this long if they were crap. So
right. Absolutely.
That gives me confidence, too.
And you live in Canada, but where can you do business?
I can do business in 30 different countries for my primary company, but for this other thing, it's just in North America right now because it's a new company and it's newly launched this product, and it's just in Canada and the States.
Excellent. Okay, good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Peggy from Porcupine. And for those people listening in, you'll probably want to grab a pen because we'll give you a link or so or some names. And then I'm going to, after we're done with commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit about this new spinoff company and also their product line as well. So we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Peggy Bendel, who goes by Peggy from Porcupine. That's easy to remember because that's where she lives. And what we recently talked about, personally, before we decided to do this radio show, is that the company that she's working with came off with something new and a new division that they're working with. So you found a 20, you know, somewhat or probably almost 30-year-old company now that is actually expanding because the markets have changed. So she's going to tell us a little bit about that. And we're going to focus mostly on the product today. So if you're looking for something really good from a really good company with a really good person behind it, you'll want to definitely reach out to Peggy from Porcupine. So we'll make sure she has that as a guest page. And then we'll also make sure that she has that as a link on Building Fortunes Radio. So, Peggy, so go ahead, have at it. Tell us a little bit about either the new spinoff of the company or the new company that's related to this and the product line.
Yes, this company is called Trulu, but it's not spelled like you may think it is. It's T-R-U-L-U. Very simple, Trulu. I don't know the story behind that. I'm going to find out sometime the story behind that name. But they have come up with a product they call, it's two containers. One's called AM, and the other one's called PM. And the AM is for your morning that you take in the first thing in the morning, and PM is what you take before you go to bed. So it's peaceful moments, and my mind just went blank for the morning one. But it's basically that. It's nutrition for your sleep, to help you sleep. I mean, there are so many people who have problems sleeping. There's so many people who have disruptive sleeping, and it's a real cause because you need your sleep for your health. I mean, this is one thing I learned in my 20 years, how much our body needs nutrition and we're not getting it from our food. And this is what this product is addressing. It's addressing your need for your body, for your the gut to get adjusted right for your body to sleep. And it doesn't contain any melatonin, which is interesting. And they chose that because melatonin, the research is still out there trying to decide whether it is, does it build up in the system or does it or not. They're not sure, so they're being cautious. And that's one thing our company does always do this, is they're being very cautious. This is a separate entity. It helps you wake up in the morning refreshed, and then the AM product will help you feel focused, better focused, and things like that. They have,
I haven't got my product yet because it was just launched on the 16th of June, and so it's on the way. But those who have, were in the test market, they all noticed wonderful things, just their quality of day, their peacefulness. It's not just a cliche. They have noticed it. One girl was telling us that she used to get up about every 2 hours, and she's not old either, but she used to get up about every 2 hours and then take her half an hour to go back to sleep again. When she took this the first night, she slept all through the night. Now,
Wow. It's
going to take a while for a lot of people, like a week or two, for it to build up in the system for the body to adjust and get used to this, hey, what, it's doing a happy dance because it's got something it needs. But then they start noticing a change after a bit.
Yeah, I remember several points in my life, even still, where getting a restful sleep is kind of a tough challenge. You know, first when we had babies, because the babies, you know, they were waking up every hour on the hour, it seemed like. So that was a tough one. And learning the importance of sleep. If you could bank sleep, I certainly would have done that. I would have put plenty in the bank. But that's a tough one. And then obviously with just interruptions, either work schedules or running a business, or we have a couple of dogs. So it's at least once or twice or three times a night that I'm getting up because of the dogs one way or another. And I can tell when my sleep has been interrupted. So there's lots of people that I know take a sleep aid, either a drug or melatonin. Melatonin, I guess, would be better than anything else. Or like some of them get stuck on drugs, and that's not a good thing. So if you can somehow regulate your body with natural products that are good for you that have other benefits, that would make a lot more sense, especially for the sleep component. So is this good for... I'll let you comment on that, and then I'll ask you another couple of questions.
Okay. We use the byline, addictive mornings and peaceful midnights.
Nice.
That's the thing. And yes, the thing that impressed me about it, because of the history of the company, and that's also going into this other product, is the research. They look for what's best in the market and what will do the thing it says it does.
Now, why did the company create a new, let's say, division, if you will? Because they're already a well-respected company, and then all of a sudden they decided to do this.
Affiliate marketing is different than direct sales. And so they had to separate the two. And there are a lot of people who, like, you know, just a few hundred, maybe a couple of $100 if they wanted to do it as affiliate marketing. Or they just want to buy the product, they don't want to get tied up with any do I have to sell it thinking. So that's what I think that's the major reason.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And I was looking at the page with the descriptions of the product, and they use keywords like energy. And man, do people buy those energy drinks like it's going out of style. And some of those things are, you know, if you buy them from a convenience store or a gas station, they're super expensive. So did you want to say something about energy?
Well, I was just going to say, if you look at the energy drinks, well, first of all, not every one of them is banned for Olympics, you know, and professional athletes. So there must be something reason for that. It's just because they don't have healthy ingredients in them. It's hard to get healthy things. And you're talking about sleep. Imagine you wish you had this product for the babies, but we won't go there.
Right.
With so much stress going on these days, people have got stress, financial problems, relational problems, problems with their kids. You know, the stress is just really is killing us. And I remember when I had my baby, there was one time he was just 3 weeks old. He was born 3 weeks before Christmas. My parents came for Christmas, and then they were leaving, and I remember snapping. I just snapped. What, you're not going to help with the dishes? I was just so tired. And once my husband said, you go to bed. And I woke up 3 hours later, I felt like a new person. It's, you know, so you can't overemphasize how much we need sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember when we had my first son, the doctor, I guess we brought him to the doctor because, you know, you don't know. You know, it's first kid, so no instruction booklet. You know, even those books, there's no instruction booklet when you're there with your first kid. And the doctor actually kept the baby overnight in the hospital, and he said to us, your baby's fine. It's you guys that are the problems. So you guys need a night off. I want you to go to dinner, go watch a movie, and go to bed. So you need a night's sleep. So we're going to keep the baby in the we're going to keep the baby in the hospital because the baby's fine, but you're not. He's talking to us, the parents. So
Yeah.
I don't think they do that stuff today, but that was just exemplifying that. But there's a lot of people that are obviously challenged with sleep. Now, another thing on the website, it says mood. If there's anything that lack of sleep obviously taught you and me and everybody else is that sometimes it affects your mood. If it comes to mood, there's been a lot of studies recently been done and developed about the effect of COVID downs, masks, vaccines, all that sort of stuff, all the emotional challenges associated with mood, people needing to work from home, challenges with financial pressure and stuff like that, and or, you know, people that are in houses where there's maybe people that are unstable and all those types of things. A lot of these things can affect mood. So one of the key words here for me was mood, and I don't know if you want to comment on that one at all as well.
Well, the activated morning, some of the points we learned that it helps with more focus, more mental clarity, more overall well-being, and more energy. I mean, who doesn't want any of those?
Right. Absolutely.
And that
and then the mood
is all in the mental clarity.
Yep. And then there's mood is going to affect a lot of things that you do for obvious reasons, whether it's in business or life, and you don't need me to tell people about that. Then there's another one that's kind of like, a lot of people either know about it or they don't know about it, and that's gut health. So, you know, what's going on in your gut relative to your overall health as well, and this helps support gut health, if you want to address those things for the next minute or so.
Just in a general sense, because we all know about probiotics and things like that, but there are, you know, there's not one pill that will suit everything, because our bodies are very complex. Just ask a doc, a surgeon, how complex our bodies are. And so there's various things that will address things. So this is also giving something to our gut to help it function more efficiently. And that's about, I don't know the ingredients, but hey, you don't have to know the ingredients. You don't have to know about all this stuff unless you're really a strong label reader. And there's a video on the link that you'll have. That tells you a little bit about the product, and so that helps there.
Right. So what are some of the challenges that we have now that might affect your health now, like some of the environmental challenges, diet challenges, medical challenges? What are some of those things that kind of mess up your gut health?
Number one, I think of is stress. Other things can be, well, just improper food.
People are taking antibiotics. Yeah. That's probably one of the biggest ones.
Antibiotics—they have a place, but they kill everything and not just the bad thing. So you have to have something to help, and that's where the probiotics come in to help replenish what was damaged. But you need to feel better, so you just don't go away from antibiotics if you need them, you know. But yes, you need to have something to balance that. And that's what we have. Our food is not balanced anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I was ignorant about nutrition before I got into this, and ignorance was bliss. But now that I've learned a lot more, it's not blissful when you realize, you know, what's happening. But there's always hope to find things that are...
Right, and a lot of people are eating stuff nowadays with all the pesticides, all the... other things that might be going on inside of food. I read about some coatings that they're spraying on vegetables and fruits and stuff like that to keep them lasting longer. All of those things inevitably are probably going to throw your gut health out of balance.
Oh,
and if you don't have something to supplement it, you're in trouble.
Oh, definitely. I've heard that they spray potatoes or some vegetable, they spray it to kill the leaves to make harvesting a lot easier. Well, I'm sorry, it's not just the leaves that are getting that. The vegetables are getting it too.
Right,
you know?
Absolutely.
So, yes, there's a lot of that. And
so
also, if you look at, for example, find a cereal that doesn't have sugar in it. A lot of
right.
sugar.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, sugar is like one of those – sugar is one of those things that's really hard to eliminate. I mean, you really have to look. I mean,
and it doesn't
it's amazing.
Say sugar. There's so many names for it.
Absolutely. And then there's the artificial sugars – which are not good for you as well. So all of those things affect what's going on inside your, you know, the gut health portion of it. There's lots of studies about this. Lots of people make products. The most amazing thing about this AM and PM stuff is you could spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on these individual products, one to affect your energy, another one to affect your mood, another one to help you with sleep, another one to help you with supporting your gut health, and you could be spending hundreds of that, and your company, Trulu, has figured out how to put it all into an AM in the morning and a PM at night and kind of keep the prices down as well during this, you know, when they're spinning off this new affiliate program.
So can I
yes,
address that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
It's $124.95. And if you go on subscription, which is automatic every, it's the 15th of the month or the 18th of the month, you'll come back to you. You'll get another order because I mean, if you're taking it every day, it's going to be gone in a month. So this makes it easy. But if you do that, it's free shipping.
Oh, wow.
And now the other exciting thing is, remember I mentioned about the children and
yes.
Those nutrition? For every $125 order, one child will get the nutrition in their food for a month. And,
so,
and it goes through a 501c3 charity.
So there's a charitable portion of this that's separate from the product portion of this, so you're actually helping somebody somewhere else with their nutrition.
Yes.
And
yes.
Doing a good thing. And,
it goes through it's called M5M Foundation. That's a 501c3 charity. And, you know, you can give donations, get tax receipts. That's how legal and ethical it is.
So we've spent the first radio show, which is this one, on the product. We're going to come back and we're going to do another one on the opportunity that might be behind this product as well.
Sure.
But standing alone on the product, it's a great thing. So before we run out of time, how will people get in touch with you? So this is Peggy from Porcupine. You'll be able to find her on the Building Fortunes Radio website. How will they get in touch with you?
Well, you'll be advertising the link, but I'll give you do you want me to give them my cell number so they can text me?
Totally up to you. So you can give them your cell number, or we can tell them to go to the guest page and they can see a link there, whichever is the best way for them to find you.
Well, first of all, if you want to check me out, and if you're on Tilton with my first dad, who I lost when I was three, and then McKinnon is my dad that adopted me after my mom married, and then Bendel is my married name. So if you want to see who I am and what I do, just go to Peggy Hilton McKinnon Bendel. My text number, cell number, and I advise your listeners from the States to text me because they don't have free calling, is 705-235-5121. And please mention that, say, hi, my name is, and I heard you on the Building Radio show.
Perfect. So, again, that phone number for those people that might be writing it down, is it the one that ends in 5121, Peggy?
That's correct.
Okay, so it's 705-235-5121, and that's the text number. And there's a lot of people, believe it or not, that have unlimited calling to Canada from the United States, but you got to check your plan. But texting is free, but you may be able to call that as well. And Peggy's really great at just being a great person to talk to and giving you good information. Well, guess what? We're almost done with our first radio show. That's crazy.
Thank you.
I'm going to say thanks for being here. Check her out, Peggy from Porcupine. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to see her there. And we're going to catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. So it's the AMPM product line if you want to ask her some questions, and we'll catch you soon. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.